And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Ah, tales from the Ed Sheeran show.
Shaylee and Joey both made it out last night.
Yeah, it was a good show.
But with
a
wild difference of opinions this morning.
Joey, what'd you think about the show?
I mean, it was fine.
It was fine.
That was the response this morning when I asked. Shaylee, when I asked you the same question, you said?
I thought it was so good.
Difference of opinion.
There you go.
He's so talented.
It looked like they had very cool video screens and things going on behind him, because I saw Natalie doing some Facebook Live.
That was probably my favorite part, is the video screens. They did a lot of cool things with visuals.
Well, there you go.
Nice. And it really is just him with a guitar, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no backing band. Nope. It's just him.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, gosh, he has more talent in his pinky finger than most people have.
Right, because he commands an entire stadium full of people just by himself with a guitar. I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That always amazes me. Because I remember, and we all make fun of Creed and Scott Stapp, but I remember seeing them in the day when Scott Stapp was like everything. And this crowd was just following every single word he was saying. And I always think that's a very impressive skill to have, to command like 80,000 people
in an arena. Palm of his hand.
And he was just so genuine. I felt like he was genuinely so excited and happy to be there. He was just smiling the whole time.
Does he have a cute accent?
He does.
Okay. Then I'm
in. He does. It didn't really matter what he was saying.
Right. It never does.
He did reveal where he was staying. So I'm sure a lot of people were. Yeah. Photograph, did you know that he said he stayed at the Intercontinental, which is where he stayed?
That's where they always stayed. Always.
He wrote,
of course,
Photograph at Intercontinental.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In Kansas City, no kidding. Huh.
Said it's his first time back in 5 years.
I saw our boss met Ed Sheeran last night.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's funny how that happened.
It's interesting. What just happened? Shaylee was a little kid whose ice cream just fell off the cone. What just happened?
I got my fork for my breakfast burrito.
I've never seen a more sad 5-year-old look than just now when her fork fell on the floor.
Well, I guess I better take that burrito from you then. All right, 6:13, we'll get the show started for the last day of June. Here's Jim with the 10 items or less.
Stephen Colbert says President Trump's Morning Joe tweets are vicious and so on brand. The president ranted against the MSNBC program Morning Joe in 2 tweets early yesterday and claimed co-host Mika Brzezinski was bleeding badly from a facelift when she visited his Mar-a-Lago resort months ago. Colbert said on The Late Show last night that he was shocked by the tweets, but added they were not a new low for Trump, but the same low. Reality TV stars Kylie and Kendall Jenner are apologizing for their new line of t-shirts. The tops featured the girls' faces superimposed on classic rock and hip-hop bands, including The Doors, Ozzy, Zeppelin, Metallica, Pink Floyd, and Tupac. Girls, honey, you cannot do that. You cannot take a classic logo and put your face on it. No, no.
We learned that in, Marketing 101?
Yes.
Come on.
The shirts appeared online Wednesday for $125 each, but the sisters were immediately hit with multiple cease and desist orders and have since pulled the line. No one stopped them in that process? Nobody said, you can't put your face in somebody else's logo. You can't do that.
I think they just have people that just blindly follow them and just do what they want to do, I guess. By the way, I'm announcing my new line of t-shirts. It's going to be my face over the Kraft logo, which is going to be fantastic. I've just replaced the A in Kraft with my face. So
I'm actually doing mine over Dale Carter's body from KFKF. That's what I've got going on.
I don't know what's happening.
If we call ourselves The Point, does that make ourselves better? Can we just do that? Can we put our logo on there?
Let's do it. This weekend marks the start of recreational marijuana sales in Nevada. Beginning Saturday, anyone 21 and older can purchase up to an ounce of marijuana. Retail sales will be taxed at 10%. Royals fell behind 6-0 in the fourth, never recovered. 7-3 loss to the Tigers in Detroit. Royals are back home tonight to host the Twins in the first of a 4-game series at Kauffman. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Just over 50% of us will buy this for the 4th of July weekend. What is it? Queen and Adam Lambert tickets up for grabs.
All right, plenty of people getting through from KCMO. Here's Bradford. Good morning, Bradford.
Good morning.
What are people buying for 4th of July?
I'm going to go with an American flag.
Oh, that's a great guess. Not the right answer here, though.
All right, let's go to Crystal and Olathe. Good morning, Crystal.
Hi, is it grill food?
Nope. We're definitely getting some of that, but no.
Mm-hmm.
No,
okay. Independence, you're Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, what are we buying for the 4th of July?
Watermelon.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yum. On sale this weekend at Hy-Vee. No, that is not it. I can't help it. I saw it for $1.88.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, bye.
All right, Sue, have a good weekend. Thank you. Here is Kim and Mario. Good morning, Kim.
Hi.
Hi there. What are we buying for the 4th?
I'm going to go with beer, alcoholic beverages.
I will absolutely be buying some beer, but that is not the right answer here. This is something you would definitely need if you're going to be outside for the 4th.
Okay.
If you hang out inside, don't need it.
Not so much?
Nope.
Okay. 816-576-7102. We'll get some more up here from KCK. Let's go to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. Jessica, turn your radio down.
Okay, got it.
Okay, what are we buying for the 4th?
A lawn chair?
Oh, another great guess.
Yeah, right.
But not it. Nope.
All right, thanks.
Definitely something you need outside, though. Shaylee, you're not going anywhere, are you? You staying around for the 4th?
Yep.
No dirty lake time for you?
No dirty lakes.
Save yourself.
Okay, thank you. Come to my house.
Remain clean. Blue Springs, here's Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
All right, what are we using outside for the 4th?
Are we going to use bug spray?
We are using bug spray.
All right.
Just over 50% of us going to buy it for the weekend.
Woo!
Congratulations. And then in a couple of weeks, you get to go see Queen and Adam Lambert at Sprint Center.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Have a good weekend, Tammy. Thanks for listening. Joey's going to get the information from you. Jen's working on entertainment news.
Corey Feldman had to stop a concert. We're going to tell you what he did to himself and what happened.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh my gosh, from our off-air conversation, I just realized the movie with Michael Keaton, My Life,
yes.
That's how that would be now. You would leave, if you were dying and you had to leave messages for your kids, you would do it on a YouTube channel now.
Yes. I'm telling you, my daughters will pay attention. Anything YouTube tells them, they're like, oh, Mom, I have to do this. YouTube said to.
So you should make a YouTube channel.
I need to.
Yes, of just Jen's parenting.
Because I'm like,
listen,
that
go
is...
to bed right now.
Right.
Okay. Well, but if they say it on YouTube, they listen.
They
right?
would if it was coming from a six-year-old on YouTube with their own channel. Okay.
We need to update that film. Somebody Seriously. Get to Hollywood. Quick stat, let's go. 6:46 for Friday, the 30th of June. Good morning, everybody.
Rob Lowe says he thought he was going to be killed during an encounter with a Bigfoot-like creature while filming his new A&E docuseries. Lowe says the encounter took place somewhere in the Ozark Mountains. Of course, those stretch down through our area, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. He claims that he and his two sons were camping there to investigate a Bigfoot-like creature known to locals as a wood ape during a shoot for the Lowe Files when something strange began to approach their camp. Lowe says he was lying on the ground thinking he was going to be killed. He adds that he's fully aware the story makes him sound like a crazy Hollywood kook. What? The Lowe Files follows the actor and his sons Matthew and John as they explore a variety of mysterious phenomena across the country.
Hey, you call me crazy, but I'm going to watch that show.
I probably would,
too. I'd
watch
the heck out of it.
And I will think they're kooky and crazy Hollywood types, but yeah. I'll watch it anyway.
So he has a fascination with Sasquatch, huh?
And apparently they're not too far away from us.
Mm.
At a concert in Milwaukee, actor and singer Corey Feldman accidentally hit himself in the mouth with his microphone, knocking out a tooth. He ended up having to stop the show so he could look for it.
You guys, sorry. Not really. I'm trying to fix it, but
no.
I smashed myself in the face and my tooth came out. I'm gonna try and find it. We're gonna go away to an angel song. I'm gonna try and fix this and we'll come back and try and finish the show. Okay?
Good news, a fan did finally find the tooth, and the show continued.
Hey, the good news from that clip, it sounded like there were actual Corey Feldman fans around. That's good.
That's impressive.
Right?
Will Ferrell's new movie, The House, opens this weekend, so he was just on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, where he talked about movie lines that his fans most often quote to him.
I get a lot of let's go streaking.
Right.
I get a lot of Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? I get a lot of I want to be on you.
Yes. Is it a blessing or a curse, Will Ferrell?
When someone says I want to be on you, depending on the person, it's yes. either a blessing or a curse.
Or a curse, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I saw him, I would have to go elf and say, uh-huh. I like to whisper too.
Oh, I think the old school.
Yeah.
I think some of the old school lines.
We'll talk more about the movies that are coming out this weekend and give you a chance to win some B&B theater passes at 7:45. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee walked in the door this morning and said, I'm going to whine today.
I'm really tired.
Hi, what's the problem?
Well, I went to Ed Sheeran last night.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, what do you want to whine about? Is there something that bad in your life?
No.
Did you have to pay for the tickets for the concert?
No.
Oh, okay. So you got free tickets to the biggest show, one of the biggest shows of the summer. And life's super hard.
So I'm not going to get any sympathy is what you're saying.
That's kind of where we're heading with this.
And I dropped my fork twice. So I couldn't eat my burrito fast enough.
I think a lot of people will be venting this weekend when they're driving in traffic. I just saw that the worst time to travel this weekend is today between 2 and 5.
Nope.
So if you're heading out of town, try to hit before or after that.
Hopefully I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. We do have the vent line, though. We have people that have called and left us messages or called in to vent about one thing or the other. And the number here is 816-576-7102. And we'll take calls or texts, by the way, if you want to vent about something this morning and get it off your chest just in time for the weekend. A lot of you have a 4-day weekend, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So you can really blow it out for 4th of July. How about that? Shall we see what we have here?
Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do it.
First unheard message.
I swear to God, I hope my roommate is listening. My roommate never wears socks with shoes, ever. I've never seen her put on socks with shoes, and I've gone through her drawers. No socks. Her place smells like yucky, like cheese feet.
Ew.
I'm sorry, but she's 24 years old. So if you're actually listening, because I know you listen to this at work, buy socks. They make socks that don't show in your shoes, just please. If the 80 Yankee candles I put in our apartment isn't hint enough, please buy socks.
Now, I've felt her pain before because I wear, like, the deck shoes.
Right.
And you do. You sweat them up, and then they do get a little bit stinky. So I know how that goes.
And there's no way to get the stink out. I mean, you can't. There's no amount of airing them out that's going to work.
Oh, no.
My kids have stinky feet.
Right. I put the powder in those things. Mm-hmm. I bought the spray. I got the stuff like the skating rink uses to put in there. No dice. I mean, I'm hosing that thing down with a Clorox bath like you wouldn't believe.
Or do what she did. Buy 80 Yankee candles. You've got them going in every room.
Disguise the smell, right?
Next message.
Every day I go to work and I sit in my cubicle and there's this guy across. Our cubicles are like across from each other. And every single time I get up to go to the bathroom, this dude gets up and follows me. I don't know if we're like on the same pee cycle. I don't know if we're just, I gotta stop and like, you know, hold it a little bit longer so that we're going out to times, but every single time without fail, this guy gets up and follows me into the bathroom. Mm. And I swear sometimes he's not even going to the bathroom. I think he's just standing next to me. I don't know if he's just trying to like ask me out and he doesn't have the to actually get up and say anything, so he's just going to keep going to the bathroom until I start a conversation. I don't know what it is.
Next message.
Now, see, that's awesome. You guys are synced up. You're like cubicle mates.
I had that happen with somebody here next door. Like 3 days in a row, we went at the same time, and I kept running into the hall, and I'm like, I'm not following you to the bathroom.
Yeah, people are going to talk.
We're just same commercial breaks, I swear.
The vent line is 816-576-7102.
On the way to work, and the thing that drives me insane is people who bring stinky food to work. It stinks up the entire office. It's completely unacceptable. I mean, I couldn't even get the smell off my clothes.
End of messages.
Well, see, there we go. I am the guy that does bring fish to work. You're welcome.
You know what? I'll take that over Shaylee's nail polish and nail polish remover, which
I haven't
she brings
done that in like a week.
Uh-huh. And when you do, it's gross.
Oh, I'm just going to do my nails here at the desk. Yep.
Yeah, and?
That's great.
They look great. Well, great. Do it at a salon where that smell can be contained to the salon. We just got a text from 2745 that said, so if the worst traffic is today between 2 and 5, my boss needs to let me off work early, right?
I agree.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll write you a note.
Absolutely. 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right. Ashley at Overland Park. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi.
Have you heard us play the Google Predicts game before?
I think I have before.
All right. Brian's going to start out with a question. We have to try to finish it the way Google does. We will try our best, but I'm guessing we're not going to get many because we have not had a lot of luck. But pick a number. How many do you think Joey and I are going to go back and forth? How many do you think we can get right?
I'm going to say 3.
Ooh,
again, setting a lofty bar today.
All right, Ashley, we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Starting with Joey and back and forth for the next 60 seconds, right?
Yep.
Okay,
let's do this.
This is the number one answer in the autocomplete on Google when you type in the first words I give you, okay?
All right.
It is the Google Predicts game, and here we go, 60 seconds. Joey, we start with you. Do people?
Do people breathe? Do people dance? Do people...
Do people eat? Do people? I have no idea. Pass.
Okay. Why does the zoo?
Why does the new zoo not stay open? Why does the zoo feed the animals? Why does the zoo not take care of any animals? Why does the zoo kill animals? Why?
The first was very close. I will tell you.
I don't remember what I said. Why does? When does the zoo open? What time does this? When does this? Pass.
At what age?
At what age do babies talk? At what age do people eat? At what age do you retire? At what age do you learn to crawl, learn to speak? Think, get a driver's license, learn, vote. Pass.
What height?
What height will I grow to? What height will my kid be? What height, how tall, what height is Shaquille O'Neal? What height is it take to play basketball? What is the height of my career? This is not it.
Oh, Ashley, man. Three was considered lofty, I think, but...
You know what? Because I feel like we failed her, give her the tickets.
We'll give her the tickets, absolutely.
That's our fault, right?
Yep, this is a tough game.
Ashley, Queen and Adam Lambert, Sunday, July 9th at Sprint Center. You're going to be there.
Cool, thank you.
All right, you hold on for 1 second. The answers. You're going to love these. Do people change? People change? At what age do boys stop growing?
Oh, okay.
That's the number one. Why does the zoo close so early?
Oh, okay. I think you danced around that a couple times.
Yeah, you were so. The very first one you said was, why does the zoo end like early or something like that? Or what do they close?
Shoot.
What height, and again, this is from Google, it's the Google Predicts, what height is considered a midget?
Oh.
So there we go.
I was nowhere close to that.
You were at this other spectrum. Shaquille O'Neal.
I was thinking Shaquille O'Neal too, Jen.
Thank you. See?
Right. Do people change? Why does the zoo close early? What age do boys stop growing? What height is considered a midget? So there you go, the Google Predicts game for Friday.
I find it very strange what people are Googling.
You learn a lot about humanity, don't you?
Should we just all start using our Google? Our web browser history?
No.
I'm looking this up in the studio. It's. I don't know what Natalie's doing here. But
this is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time for a look at Friday films.
We've got three new movies coming out. Despicable Me 3, we actually got to go see it on Tuesday. My kids loved it. I loved it. I think it's super cute. Gru meets his long-lost, charming, cheerful, and more successful twin brother, Drew, who wants to team up with him for one last criminal heist.
You saw a for-real-life unicorn? What did it look like? Did you pet it? Did it smell like candy?
It was so fluffy. I thought I was going to die.
Excuse me! Girls, don't worry, I'm here! Are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Are you?
Unicorns are really real, and I'm gonna find one!
The whole Agnes and unicorn storyline is the cutest thing ever.
That was your favorite part, wasn't it?
It really was. I love her character, and I loved that part of it. So cute. Baby Driver, also coming opening up today. After being coerced into working for a crime boss, a young getaway driver finds himself taking part in a heist doomed to fail.
So here's the thing. I'm looking at some of the country's finest thugs, and of course, young Mozart in a go-kart over there. People love great bank robbery stories, so let's give them something bold and brazen as to talk about over their lattes.
What's she listening to? Well, let me see. Tequila!
Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah. And then Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler have their new movie, The House, opening up. That's where a dad convinces his friends to start an illegal casino in his basement after he and his wife spend their daughter's college fund.
Bob took away our scholarship, which we were kind of counting on.
But then we remembered that we have a college fund with our dear financial advisor, Don.
You don't have enough money.
Okay. Right here. It says right here in this account we have $401,000.
Jackpot.
You missed it.
Nope. That says you have a 401k account. If you liquidate that right now, you'll have, you know, maybe $5,000.
So what happened to the other $396,000?
Boom.
Gotcha.
What is wrong with the two of you?
That looks like a super good movie.
If you want to see any of those movies or anything else that's out, we've got a pair of passes right now. B&B Theaters. Give us a call. 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What makes you hashtag blessed this morning? Jim from Spring Hill just texted, hashtag blessed. My son Connor made the honor roll at JCCC and is in the top 10% of all students.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
It's pretty great.
Fantastic. Texts are coming in, 816-576-7102. You can text or call. Same number. You can tell us today how you are hashtag blessed. Let's go to the phone. And this is Christina in Gardner. Good morning, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
All right, tell us how you are hashtag blessed.
Well, I'm the one who's called before about my fiancé from the UK, and we just got approved yesterday for his fiancé visa, so we can start planning our wedding in December.
Oh my gosh. No, I have to tell you, I watched the show 90 Day Fiancé. Is that the situation where you have 90 days to get married?
Yes, we have 90 days to get married. He'll be coming out in November.
And how long have you been dating?
We've been dating off and on about 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's time. Definitely.
That's great.
It's time, yeah. The process took about a year and a half to get it approved, so.
And it's pretty expensive, isn't it?
It's extremely expensive, yes.
Wow.
And they call it the fiancé visa. So he comes here, you've got the 3 months to do this.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I love that show. I'm fascinated with that show on TLC, 90 Day Fiancé. But yours sounds like it's very promising. 12 years, I feel like you've made it already. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unlike the show, we actually know each other.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
that's what I was worried about. Well, best of luck to you. I'm so excited for you.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Christina. Have a good weekend. Hashtag blessed for sure.
7239 texted, I just had my third baby and we're all healthy and sleeping more than 3 hours in a row.
Oh.
Hashtag blessed.
There you
yep.
go.
That's better than my kids, and they're 7 and 8.
Ladies, how are you hashtag blessed going into the weekend?
I don't have to do anything this weekend. My in-laws are coming in town, and we're just going to sit on the deck and get a couple bottles of wine and some beer and enjoy 4th of July weekend. That's it.
That's
I'm
fantastic.
I'm getting my tubes tied, and I'm not doing that. But I don't have anything to do this weekend, which is great, which for me never ever happens.
Now, see, I think you're hashtag blessed because we were talking about you wanting to skydive yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And our friends at Falcon Skydiving, they heard the show and they called and they said, well, we want to put Shaylee in the plane and throw her out of there.
Those were the exact words.
I think that's what you said.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
For a second, I thought I was
hashtag blessed.
Aw.
But that's actually happening in a few weeks.
Yep. I'll do it.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
That's exciting. That's awesome. Joe, what are you hashtag blessed for over there?
No, I mean, I'm just excited making 4th of July plans right now. A buddy of mine just sent me a text. Mainly, it's early, but he's inviting me in his fantasy football league again, and I'd like to get some more money from him.
Very confident.
Yeah, that's good.
5219 texted yesterday, I bought $500 worth of fireworks, and I'm off work until Wednesday. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, there you go.
$500 for the fireworks.
How are you hashtag blessed, Truda?
Well, it's going to be a good weekend. We're going to settle up things at the mother-in-law's house, so I think we're going to finally get that done. And just kind of look forward to spending it with family this weekend and having an easy, chill time.
And food. There's always food.
There's always food.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always food.
And we'll be back live Monday here. We have One Republic tickets to give away all next week here on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just personalize the show now if you want to.
Comedian and actor Joel McHale coming to Kansas City today. He'll be playing a show at the Midland tonight. I got to get this book that he wrote, How to Use My Life Story to Become the Best Joel McHale You Can Be. Combination how-to guide. Tell all memoir.
Yeah, you get it, and then I'll read it after you, okay?
Yes.
Because we actually spent some time yesterday with the show book club after the show, comparing what we're reading right now.
I know. I said I was in for The Godfather right now. I just got into that. But yeah, this is next. Thanks for the money. How to use my life story to become the best Joel McHale you can be.
All right. Well, I am definitely interested in this book. Joel McHale does join us on the phone right now ahead of his show tonight at the Midland Theater. Joel McHale.
What's happening?
A couple things that you can find out in the book. First off, just exactly how much you can get away with, what legal-wise, like breaking the law-wise, if you're a celebrity. It depends on your tier of celebrity, right? A-list, D-list, whatever.
Yeah, oh, definitely. If you're an A-list celebrity, you can hit and run someone, and you're going to pretty much get off. And there's been a couple people that have tested this out and gotten off. As far as mine is concerned, I started out as a basic cable celebrity and then moved up to network television, going to be canceled every year celebrity. But you actually, and if you're super A-list, definitely murder.
Right.
You can get away. You can get like a one decent murder.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We're very excited to see you here.
It's completely new, and I would say hold on. I'd say wear a girdle of some sort. bring your own seatbelt, because, oh my gosh, this is going to be the greatest show you've ever seen. It's like, you know, when you see U2, they better sing you know, the hits.
Exactly, right.
But yeah, my show is actually a lot like the U2 show and costs about as much.
Has Bono ever roped you into one of his charity deals or anything?
No, he realizes that if he roped me in, that would be charity to me. believe me, I've sat by the phone waiting for that call, but it still hasn't come through. He's not looking for out of work basic cable stars.
So self-deprecating.
It turns out.
Look, to bury the lead, I got to say for one that I, The Great Indoors, I was a fan, and
you were?
Yes, and it.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's. We're pleased. You're one of the few and the proud.
No,
you're like a Navy SEAL.
I liked it because, and we play this up on our show. We have a millennial here who's Shaylee. She's here on the show. Mm-hmm. She's the quiet one. She hasn't said a word. But you highlighting that disparity between the generations. I really enjoyed that because we're the old people on this show.
Yeah.
And then she's the young one who has no idea what the heck we're talking about.
Nope.
Well, yes, and everyone thought the whole show was about me criticizing millennials, and it turned out that was true. No, the great Stephen Fry, who is older than I am, so it was like three generations working together, and then everyone kept going like, "Don't millennials? Do they just know all this stuff that you don't know?" And I'm like, "No, Stephen Fry knows everything, and he knows it better than the millennials." So so he wins. But it's not on anymore. CBS was like, nope. Thanks, guys. And that was that. So much like Game of Thrones, there's very few episodes.
Well, as an Anglophile, I'm a Stephen Fry fan as well. So
he's a great man. He truly is like frightfully smart. It scares me, and it makes me feel like I've got to burn a witch or something. his power and his knowledge is too much, and it might be evil.
Hey, he's no Chevy Chase.
He is not. He is not. He's British. They're about the same height, though. But I haven't been there in years, and I truly am looking forward to it. And I don't know why I haven't been back there. Probably because of the arrests. But but all that stuff has been pretty much worked out.
He's one of the whitest and fairest stars around, Joel McHale.
Thank you for having me. I am. Hopefully, this will sell as many tickets as you too will for that September 12th show at Arrowhead Stadium, right here.
You got it. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man, for the talk.
Thanks
appreciate
so much,
it.
You guys.
Thanks.
Yep, we'll see you.
See you later. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Rob Lowe says he thought he was going to be killed during an encounter with a Bigfoot-like creature while filming his new A&E docuseries. Lowe says the encounter took place somewhere in the Ozark Mountains. Apparently he was near us, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma area. He claims he and his two sons were camping there to investigate a Bigfoot-like creature known to locals as a wood ape during a shoot for the Lowe Files when something strange began to approach their camp. Lowe says he was lying on the ground thinking he was going to be killed. He adds that he's fully aware the story makes him sound like a crazy Hollywood kook. The Lowe Files follows the actor and his sons as they explore a variety of mysterious phenomena across the country.
That's a show I would watch, actually.
I'll watch
all about that.
Just to see what Rob Lowe's doing. I don't think he found Bigfoot, but I'm going to watch anyway. At a concert in Milwaukee, actor and singer Corey Feldman accidentally hit himself in the mouth with his microphone, knocked a tooth out, so he stops the show so everybody can look for it.
You guys, sorry. Not really. I'm trying to fix it, but
no.
I smashed myself in the face and my tooth came out. And I'm going to try and find you. We're going to go away to an angel song. I'm going to try and fix this, and we'll come back and try and finish the show. Okay?
Good news. A fan did find the tooth, and the show did go on.
Ew. Good news. It sounded like there were actual fans there who would want to see Corey Feldman sing something. I mean,
do you know what? That's actually...
Try and finish the show.
It's a couple people.
It's actually very common for singers to knock their teeth out with microphones.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know a guy who's a lead singer of a band. He's like, you would be amazed at how often that happens.
No way.
Constantly knocking teeth out
Why
with the mics.
Why did I not think about that?
Will Ferrell's new movie, The House, opens up this weekend. He was just on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. He talked about movie lines that fans most often quote to him.
I get a lot of let's go streaking.
Right.
I get a lot of Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? I get a lot of I want to be on you.
Yes. Is it a blessing or a curse, Will Ferrell?
When someone says, I want to be on you, depending on the person, it's yes. either a blessing or a curse.
Or a curse, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop you there. You're making me very uncomfortable.
In addition to The House, also Baby Driver opens up today, and then Despicable Me 3 is in theaters as well.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
That's a pretty good quote, too.
I like to whisper, too. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's also Social Media Day.
Is
Shaylee it? Shaylee the Millennial let me know that it is officially National Social Media Day. It's a very important day, apparently. You need to follow people and tag people and tweet and do all sorts of things for Social Media Day.
Didn't she do that every day of her life?
Yep.
How is this anything different?
I will say we are really close to hitting 1,000 on Twitter. So if you could help us, we are at KC102 Radio on Twitter. Help us get to 1,000 for Social Media Day.
The appeal. That's what I was waiting for.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, you could give us a like on Facebook because we're getting closer to 9,000 there. That would be nice. If you could help us, or 10,000 would be better.
What's it, 10,000? Did somebody get pied? Is that
they did that on Fox 4. They said if you help us hit 400,000 likes, then Mark Alford got pied in the face. And I said, oh, we'll pie Shaylee if we hit 10,000. Oh,
heck, yeah.
It's Shaylee.
We're easy. That's fine.
Okay. We'll make that happen.
We can get there. By the way, I want to say, take a quick note real quick and a personal note and say congratulations and a happy retirement to one of my favorite coworkers of all time. And that is Frank Bohl. Frank did his last sportscast last night on 41 after 36 years in Kansas City television.
Wow, that's unbelievable to stay in one city for that long and do that great of a job.
Yeah, no question. We called him the Silver Fox. So I've got a story about the very first time I ever met Frank. This is literally 20 years ago. I am sitting as a brand new 18-year-old, just having started as an intern over at 810 doing sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this loud, booming voice come into the stadium, and it's into the station. It's unmistakable. It's got to be Frank Bohl.
Sure.
And he walks in and he goes, hey, what's up, you blank suckers? And he looks at me and he goes, I don't even know you, but that's all right, blankety blank. And I was like, that's Frank Bohl. And he talks like that.
That's really
I was
him.
Just blown away. And we became fast friends after that. And ever since, for the past 20 years, I mean, seriously, as one of my favorite coworkers, as somebody to look up to in this business as a broadcaster,
yeah.
I've done all of his kids' weddings as a DJ.
Oh, wow.
I have worked with all of his kids, Garrett and Lisa and Lauren. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. As a guy, as a family man, I DJed a party at his house. He used to throw an annual Christmas party. And we got shut down by the cops.
Then you know it was a good party.
At 3 a.m. And it was the best party ever. So, Frankie Pudge, you ride off into the sunset, my friend, on top.
Yes, absolutely.
What a great career and a great life, buddy. I'm proud of you. I love you. And go get him, man. In retirement, that's awesome.
Good for him.
Yeah.
36 years?
36 years in TV, yeah.
Shoo.
They had a great little montage last night on 41. They got Bill Self. And they got Clark Hunt. Clark Hunt did a little thing for him, too, a little video.
It's a lot of games to watch.
Very, very cool.
It's a lot of sports to report on.
It really was, yeah. And you should see the little short shorts he used to wear back in the 80s.
Now I'm YouTubing.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.